Hi everyone, my name is David, and I'm here today to talk about my backpacking trip across Southeast Asia and how it led to a lasting international friendship. When I first announced my plans to travel solo, my friends assumed I just wanted to learn new languages or perhaps escape my incredibly boring office job. While those were definitely perks, my main goal was to boost my confidence by traveling alone and pushing myself out of my comfort zone. Finding the right accommodation was crucial for meeting people. Since I had saved up a decent budget, I initially considered staying in a cheap hotel or a quiet guest house. However, I opted for a youth hostel because everyone knows it's the absolute easiest place to meet fellow travelers from all over the globe. Once I settled in, I tried various activities to mingle with the other guests. I signed up for a surfing lesson and later went on a guided city walking tour. Neither of those was particularly great for chatting, but a cooking class I took was brilliant for striking up conversations, as we had to work in pairs and help each other out.
That's exactly where I met Kenji, a backpacker from Japan. We were both hopelessly struggling to chop vegetables. At first, I thought we'd end up bonding over music or maybe extreme sports, but it turned out our shared passion for photography was what really brought us together. We spent hours comparing our cameras and the different lenses we had brought along.
When we started talking about our backgrounds, I naturally assumed he was from Tokyo or maybe Kyoto, as most people I meet seem to hail from the big urban centres. But he actually grew up in Hokkaido, which he said is a northern island famous for its incredible snow and wild nature.
We got on so well that we decided to travel together for a fortnight. We had originally planned to do some challenging mountain climbing in the region. The weather up in the peaks was absolutely awful, though, so we went scuba diving instead, which was an absolutely magical experience and a real highlight of the trip.
When we finally went our separate ways, I genuinely wondered if we'd managed to stay friends. A lot of people just rely on social media updates or the occasional text message to keep in touch. We quickly found that regular video calls were much better for maintaining a deep connection, despite the awkward time difference between our countries.
We also make an effort to send each other physical care packages in the post every few months. In the first box, I was expecting to receive some traditional Japanese snacks, or maybe some authentic green tea. Instead, I was absolutely thrilled when he sent me a collection of rare comic books, which I thoroughly enjoy reading.
The whole experience of making an international friend has profoundly influenced my future. Before the trip, I was seriously considering jumping straight into a full-time job, or perhaps doing a local apprenticeship. Now my perspective has broadened, and I've decided to start a university degree in international relations. Of course, Kenji and I are already planning our next grand reunion. He invited me over for the winter ski season, which sounded incredibly tempting, but I've actually booked my flights for the famous spring festival next year, as the cherry blossoms are supposed to be stunning, and I want to capture them on camera.